in this episode, is this our first barefoot firefight? And there's blood everywhere. And soup. I'm confused as well.
Thank you for coming back from our replay reviews. My name is Leah.
And my name is Kathy.
We are two friends who are here to replay, review, and analyze your favorite video games. And since Kathy has never seen the games before, it helps me view them through her fresh eyes, almost like I'm discovering them again for the first time.
We hope it'll be a similar experience for you.
New game. Welcome to November.
I'm excited for this game. I think it'll be a good one.
Glad you're liking it so far, because this is Kathy's pick for the year, for the season. Let's get into it, I guess. Scene one. It starts out, we get it like a camcorder POV, and a woman saying that they found the coffin of Sir Francis Drake. And we quickly learn that Nathan is a descendant of Sir Francis, but she is not very quick to believe him.
And it makes sense that it's maybe some inside information being passed down through generations that would lean to him instead of another outsider.
She doesn't believe him because her research indicates that he never had children. So she has that, but Nathan has Sir Francis Drake's ring.
I totally missed it because in my next note is that he has a ring around his neck. Is it a dead fiancé?
Is it a dead fiancé?
So far off.
So next, they pull, they winch, I think is a proper term. They winch a coffin out of the ocean, but it's empty, except for a small lockbox containing a journal. And in this scene, we learn that her show funded this expedition. And then they get attacked by pirates, and I have a note here, why is he ticking me off a little bit? Because he didn't get a permit to be here, so they can't call for help.
I'm more concerned about how this partnership began and why she's relying on him so much when he seems like the type that isn't going to be doing things through the right channels, which obviously he proves is correct. So I don't know why she didn't do some of the permitting, and how is there not a team that supports her if it's for a show that's sponsored by someone else?
She is on the phone with someone later, so I kind of would say it's more on them for not dotting their I's and crossing their T's. But I could also see Nathan kind of, like, sweet-talking around it, you know? Like, not lying about it, but not outright saying.
Yeah.
So we don't have a permit. But either way, put her in a bad position. So they're rescued from the firefight by someone named Sully, who Nathan seems to know, obviously. And then we learn that the woman's name is Elena Fisher.
Who's Sully? Is that the third person in their team? Can we rely on him?
Yeah, it'll seem more like Nathan knows him than Elena, so I'm not sure what that relationship is. Like, he doesn't seem to be his father or his uncle or anything, but he seems significantly older. I would like to know how that came to be, that partnership.
Also, during the whole fight with the pirates, do pirates just normally lurk in the sea? I know they're in the middle of the ocean and whatnot, but the coincidence of them meeting pirates as soon as they were able to fish something out of the sea, and how were they able to do that? Just, I'm a bit confused. Everything's happening quite quickly.
Yeah, I could see them having, like, radar capabilities at this point, but you're right, like, the timing of them just pulling the coffin out is suspicious. In this plane that Sully flew in to the rescue, they board, and we learn that the diary they found is Drake's lost diary. Nathan says that he faked his death and was onto something big, and he thinks the something big was El Dorado. However, the last page was torn out of the journal.
What a coincidence that it's gone. What they need is gone. I don't quite understand why this diary is in a sealed box, which is in another bigger box.
Yeah, is whoever left this here hoping, like, oh, no one will disturb a body in a coffin? Maybe. And if you're trying to hide it, either you're coming back for it, or you don't want anyone else to find it. And if that's the case, burn it. So my inclination is that someone was coming back for this.
We'll never know.
Any notes before they ditch Elena?
No.
Do you want to describe that scene, or should I?
You can go ahead. I didn't write good enough notes.
Okay, I did. All I have is they ditch Elena. So they're safely docked somewhere. Nathan and Stiller discussing like what to do while Elena's on the phone with her production company, I guess. Stiller convinces Nathan like they have to ditch her. So they just leave her.
I appreciate them not killing her because I thought that's the other way they're going to go about it. I don't know exactly how ethical these main characters are quite yet. So I wouldn't be surprised if they decided to just kill her, but I'm kind of glad they didn't go that way.
Anything else before chapter 2?
Nope.
All right, so using the journal or the diary, Nathan and Sully begin their search for what they believe is El Dorado. They find some sort of temple, but they don't find the treasure, and Sully gets frustrated. And here's where we learn that he's in debt, and he's, like, depending on finding a lost ancient treasure to pay down his debt.
He's taken too many risks in his life, because why would you rely on something that may or may not exist to cover all your debt?
Mm-hmm.
Seems stupid. Maybe don't be gambling and going to brothels if you don't have the money.
Seems to me he could just run away to a new island and just leave his debt behind, but to each their own.
How old is Nathan supposed to be in this game? Because he looks mature, but he doesn't quite act that way, so I'm a bit confused.
I was wondering that. Let's Google it.
But he does look really good. I made a comment while we're watching it. Something about the shoulder harness really makes a guy look great.
There's something about a shoulder holster that just looks good. He, according to Google AI, so asterisked by this, he was supposed to be 31. So farther in this temple thing, they find a spot where they think what must have been El Dorado was, but it's now missing. They think it's a golden man, he says. I don't know. And then they decide to follow the drag marks from when it was taken. They lead to a ship, a German U-boat, stuck on a waterfall. Nathan's like, oh, it must have come up here in flood season and got stuck. Does the water rise 1,000 feet in flood season?
I was going to ask that question, too. Is that I think it's very clever to commute by boat during flood season. But what kind of area floods so much that it would do that?
Right. I find it interesting, but we'll let it slide. That's my last note on chapter 2. Are you ready for chapter 3?
One more comment on chapter 2. I'm feeling kind of nervous about Nathan Drake just blindly trusting Sully to hold on to his journal. I don't understand why he gave it to Sully to hold on to.
I guess because he had to jump in the water, maybe?
What if Sully wasn't there when he had the journal? What is he going to do with it?
Yeah, I felt like he should have been prepared for that. Like, you could have had a dry bag on you. Okay, chapter 3. Nathan makes his way onto the ship. He walks on, and Sully's like, what do you see? Or something. And Nathan's like, there's blood everywhere. And soup. What? So I'll show you because I...
Okay. I'm...
I don't understand. I'll go full screen.
What does that mean?
I think there's maybe cans of soup. And like all I can think of the relevance is like, they left food here, right? So it's like, maybe they all died because if they got stuck here, they would have eaten all the soup, right?
I am irritated at Nathan in this scene for not having great communication skills with Sully because he talks about him and then Sully will say something and he just doesn't respond. Because if I'm Sully, I think something killed Nathan.
Mm-hmm. Well, he does find a dead person, which they have a Spanish coin on them. He also finds the missing journal page, which is a map, and figures out where it indicates to go based off of a map on the ship, a German map. So we're communicating with Sully, telling him what we found, and then all of a sudden he goes silent. Nathan exits the boat, but not before tripping a torpedo.
He continues to swim where the torpedo would hit him. Like,
I know.
He could have moved a bit to the side.
Mm-hmm. He gets out of the water, where we see Gabriel Roman, who looks like, what's that guy's name? Band of Brothers. McDonough. Neil McDonough, if that's how you pronounce it.
Yes! I was...
Right?
It's so funny you say this, because for me, this guy, I was going to say that he looks like Sean Cahill, which he is the lawyer in Suits, but I didn't know that he was in Band of Brothers. I knew this actor from Suits, and I'm like, that's the guy, but I knew you've never seen Suits, so I never said anything about that. Only for you to know exactly who I'm talking about, because he starred in Band of Brothers.
Look at awesome. That. We actually know the same reference for once. He also has a sidekick, a partner, named Navarro. They have Sully at gunpoint, and we find out that Sully owes him money. So is this the debt he was talking about?
It has to be, but how did this guy get there? And why so eager that you would travel deep into the forest of, where are they, Brazil?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No idea.
Okay.
Well, how much does he owe him? If they're doing, you know, like you said, that they're doing going to all this trouble to track them down.
Doesn't he have anything better to do with his life than to track him down?
I wonder if Sully, if the debt is more than just money.
Probably slept with his wife with how slutty he is.
So they make him hand over the map, but then they shoot Sully anyway. And then the ship explodes.
This diary that Nate gave him, where is it? Did Sully already give it to Gabriel Roman?
So it's the map that they're handing over. So as far as we know, Sully still has the diary.
Okay.
And I don't know if Nathan handed over the map. Do we need to watch it again?
I need to know what kind of jeans they are to be able to stay dry so quickly. Ugh,
right? Why would you pick jeans in this climate? You're just asking for swamp ass.
And trench foot.
So I think he took two maps from the boat.
Yes.
The German one and the missing page.
So he probably gave them the missing page or the German map?
The German map.
Gotcha.
But yeah, then he runs through the forest where he runs into Elena, who rightfully punches him in the face.
I like her. In this situation, is it okay to leave Sully to die? Because if Sully survived, don't you think Sully would be mad that you left him to die? Like, we don't have him confirmed to die.
It didn't look good. He was just gonna get shot if he tried. So I understand why he left him. I don't think he wanted to leave him. I think he thought he had to. But yeah, he runs into Elena, and I like her. She's, like, actually seems to feel bad about Sully.
How did they not get caught? The people were just running right past them. Are they blind?
And he's wearing white in the jungle. Like, you're gonna stand out. So they shoot and run their way through, back through the temple, where I think Elena stashed a jeep. And they use this to make their getaway. But it pisses me off because he gets in the car and then waits. Hit the gas.
Think he wants to get shot?
They seem to have made an escape and are later in a plane. But they get shot at. So they have to parachute out.
Who's shooting at them? Is it Roman's people?
I assume so.
I'm kind of irritated that he gives Elena the parachute, and then he's like, okay, I need to keep driving this plane. What else? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with this plane, Nathan?
I think he even is like, what am I doing? Yeah.
They're not going to land in the same spot. How is he going to find her?
Right, which is what ends up happening. We see him hanging from an old statue, and we don't see her anywhere, and that's where this gameplay video ends.
Yeah.
So far, questionable choices from Nathan. Mm-hmm. He seems a little immature, but I like him. I like him fine.
He gives me, maybe this is just because I'm watching Sleeping Dogs, but there's some the vibes I'm getting is similar to Wei. Don't know exactly what or how or why.
It's a confidence, yes. I think. They're both confident. Mm-hmm. Even when they're making mistakes, they're confident about it.
I'm really looking forward to getting to know more about Nathan Drake and doing the deep dive analysis on his character arc. Just because I think it's very promising that maybe he starts out as this immature, confident, slightly egotistical guy. But maybe he's going to do great things and he's going to be protective of Elena. I don't know. We'll find out.
We will find out. Well, I'm excited to keep this series going, despite me not enjoying the gameplay aspect of this game. But yeah, next gameplay will be out tomorrow, and we'll be back next week.
Sounds good. Audacity on 1, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to send in any questions, comments, or game suggestions. You can find all our contact info on our website, replayreviewspod.com, or contact us directly through our site.
Did we completely miss something? Are we way off the mark? Or you just want us to take a deeper look at anything from the game? We'll tackle any topics you all want to hear in our season wrap-up episode.
We also have a Reddit where we discuss anything we're curious about. Go take a look and let us know what you're thinking. Our theme music is Condemned by Eggy Toast. They'll play you out, and we'll be back next week.